At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Monday. Monday, going to be 92 today. Maybe a slight chance of showers. Better chance tomorrow and Wednesday. Going to be hot, though. And speaking of summer, do you realize we're only like 2.5 weeks from school starting again for a lot of kids?
I know. That's crazy.
Summer's over, Jamie.
Yeah. I always thought they started too soon. Like it seemed
Me
like,
too.
It seemed like we start back in my day. It was after Labor Day weekend.
I looked it up over the weekend because I noticed a lot of different kids. We were out at the Gaylord and a lot of families out there having kind of the last hurrah for summer is what it felt like, all right? So I looked it up, and I know Aurora schools, they start like on the 6th.
Okay.
Which, I mean, today is the 21st. We're only talking 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, that's awesome.
2.5 weeks. And now you're starting to see all these back-to-school sales that are out there with Amazon and different companies.
Yellow folders.
Yeah.
Remember that day?
I do. Oh, you got in a fight over that,
I did.
You?
I did. The lady took the... It was literally in my hand. I needed a yellow folder.
Yeah.
It was in my hand. And then she... And then... Oddly enough, the next year they did this beautiful thing where you go online and you buy all the supplies online and they're at the kid's desk when they show up.
That's a good move.
It was so great.
I think you pay a little more, but it's worth it, right?
So great,
But I remember that yellow folder thing. There you were in Target, and that lady, she was such a, she had to have it too, right?
Yeah, and she got it.
And she took it from you. Yeah. I mean, it was almost like cart lifting, you know, where you reach in somebody's cart and take it out.
Exactly.
And run with it.
On a Black Friday.
That's what's about to happen in the next couple of weeks. You're going to see fights out there, man.
And why are you teachers? You know I support you because my dad's a teacher, but was a teacher. Why do you need so many boxes of Kleenex? That's a bunch of crap right there.
All the time.
what do you mean?
That when I was a kid.
Yeah, right?
Is that on the list?
It's always on the list.
It is.
3 boxes of tissues.
Really?
And then you show up to school and there's like a whole warehouse of tissues. I was like, they have enough for 10 years.
Maybe they have a bunch of snotty kids in there, and they need them.
No, it's a racket. I think they're selling them on eBay in bundles. Yeah.
Marketplace.
Yeah, not kidding. It's a racket.
Selling the leftovers.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine. Summer's almost over. It flew by.
So what grade will your kid be in now?
He will be in the second grade.
Wow.
Yes, he's moving on to the second grade.
Crazy.
Yeah, growing up, man.
And then when does your kid's in preschool?
No, not even pre-K yet.
No.
So kindergarten will be 4. So we're going to start pre-K here soon.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Wow.
Yeah. They sent home all these booklets that have to be done before he gets back to school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're pretty strict over there.
Holy crap.
A little too
what
much.
Is he AP?
I don't know. There's three They're called summer solutions.
Because that's what AP kids have to do.
I guess.
All summer.
I guess. He had to fill these books out or finish, you know, all these equations over the summer. We're probably not even a tenth of the way into the books, and we're running out of time fast. I may have to go home and do a book on my own. What I want to try to do is get the book and kind of write in second grade.
Yeah, hand.
You
know,
so
yeah,
it looks
yeah.
that way.
Yeah, use your other hand.
I use my opposite hand.
Yeah, there you go.
To do it. And if I fill out one of his booklets for it, that'll help out a lot. Well, I'm just saying. That way we meet the criteria when we get back to school.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I gotcha.
All right, this Dog the Bounty Hunter story.
This is awful.
Sad. Unbelievable.
I don't even get how it happened.
I don't either. I've got,
in case you don't know, Dog the Bounty Hunter's stepson.
Stepson.
Accidentally shot his own son. His own child.
Yeah.
And he passed away.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw reports 13. Where I didn't see a lot of details on this. I just saw, nobody can imagine this. I started to say, can you imagine? No, you can't imagine. I mean, something like this, this horrific happening within your family, this is absolutely terrible.
Yeah, this is fun.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it a lot.
Well, I'm bringing it up because Dog lives close by here.
He doesn't live here anymore.
Where'd you move to?
I don't know.
I think he went to Hawaii, didn't he?
I think so, but he doesn't live here anymore, so we have no ties.
Well, we kind of do. He's been on the show a couple of times.
Yeah.
Good guy.
All right.
Yeah, sad story, though.
It is awful.
It is a sad story. I don't know if they were at a shooting range or...
No, they were in this apartment.
They were in the apartment when this happened? Yeah. I have this lady here doing the report, but we don't like her.
Well, her voice is something.
Can I play just a piece of it?
Okay, but this voice will just send everybody... It's Monday. First of all, it's a bad story, and it's a horrible voice.
Oh, you know, is this where we're headed? Is this lady AI...
I think so.
It's got to be,
gotta
right?
It's got to be.
Yeah.
But can we just do live people?
Exactly.
Can we stop doing AI to narrate these stories, please?
Awful.
Because it's so monotone. It's almost like this person doesn't even care.
Well, they don't because they're not a person.
Oh, that's right. They're AI. Okay. Well, you understood what I was talking about, Jamie. Yeah.
The man injured in...
This person doesn't have a heart.
Okay. The man injured in that MRI room accident.
Wait, that's not the annoying voice. She wasn't bad.
Here she is.
Dog the Bounty Hunter and his family are coping with a tragic loss. The former reality TV star, whose real name is Dwayne Chapman, is mourning the death of his step-grandson, Anthony. TMZ reports that the 13-year-old was shot and killed by Dog's stepson, Gregory Seca, during an accidental shooting at their apartment in Naples, Florida. According to the outlet, local law enforcement responded to a call about a shooting around 8 p.m. July 19th. The shooting was determined to be a, quote, isolated incident with no arrests having been made. However, authorities say the investigation is ongoing.
There you go.
Why does she hang on to that last word so long?
Because she's a computer.
I understand.
She doesn't know to let it go.
Why is she doing that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, my God. It is a sad story, though. Yeah.
What a terrible story. Down in Naples, Florida. I didn't realize that either. But, wow. Just a terrible story with Dog the Bounty Hunter.
BJ and Jamie.
All right. The Odyssey app is up and running, and you need to download it. It's free for your phone. You can take us anywhere you go. And you'll also get the BJ and Jamie podcast that comes up after 10 o'clock each day. So grab it if you can and share it. Share it. You know, they had a lot of problems last night at DIA. I guess Alaska Airlines had to stop all their flights yesterday.
Did you see that? Because of an IT issue.
Yeah, right? An IT issue. Had to shut down everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Across the country.
Yeah, across. For just Alaskan Airlines, that is.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to this Kiss Cam thing again.
Oh,
okay,
God.
With this CEO and the mistress and all that. He resigned, right?
Yeah.
All right, we'll go through the steps again here because I've got a couple of questions, and I don't know what's real and what's not real because there's a lot of things coming out, and some of it seems real, and some of it has been verified not to be real. Okay, it all started with Chris Martin. Coldplay's on stage last week, and they used the Kiss Cam, and they show this couple up in a VIP area, suite, whatever. And they immediately, when they see themselves on the Kiss Cam, their eyes are bugged out. They're like, oh, my God. Oh, no. And then they start running for the hills because they realize that they shouldn't be on camera.
Well, and then it got even worse because Chris Martin says either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
This thing at that point blew up.
Yeah.
And their reaction really sold it, because you can tell they did not want to get caught on camera, and they did. So since then, everything's come out about these two. First of all, the dude. The dude was the CEO for...
Astronomer.
A $1.2 billion company. The CEO. He's making a pretty good chunk of change, folks. All right? And then she, it turns out... Now, what does she do? She is the HR director for that same company.
I haven't heard if she's quit. Or
I heard she resigned.
Oh, she did?
I saw that this... Again, we don't know what's...
I don't know what's
true, Jamie. Yeah. They said she resigned.
I believe
I saw that this morning, that she stepped down as the HR director. I guess you can't run HR when you're having an affair. I don't know. Then there's another lady in the suite, too, and she has this look like, oh... My God, they've been caught. Yep. They have been caught. And she's laughing, actually. Yeah. She's smiling because she's like, what do you do now? You've been caught, right? Turns out, I don't think she worked for the company. I think she was just a friend.
Right. And now right? we know that okay. Andy and Kristen, aren't they cute? Andy and Kristen, they've scrubbed all their social media.
Okay.
Which I don't blame them for.
Yeah, their LinkedIn accounts and all that. Now, the wife of Andy, I guess she was never really active on social media. She's in education. She's 50 years old, and they have two kids. So the rumor that she took off Byron off her last name is not true at all, because she was never really active on social media. Like they said, like, her post was from years ago.
So that was somewhat of a lie.
Exactly.
It was exaggerated,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Now, I saw this yesterday, and I don't know what the truth is. I'll tell you that up front. I didn't really investigate. But I saw that he and Kristen, the woman that he's having the affair with, had both already split from their significant others.
Not Andy.
Okay. Now, I saw where Andy supposedly lives in a whole different address than his wife does, and they were on the outs, is what I saw yesterday. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but you would think that if that's true, and hers is true, which I think hers is, that she's already filed for divorce or divorced, then it wouldn't be a big issue. None of this would be a big issue. But I don't think it's true. I think that he ruined
his
marriage.
Andy had a full-on affair.
Yeah, I think so.
No, he did. He did. Andy
he wouldn't
had
quit.
No, he wouldn't resign.
Right?
He wouldn't resign as
the CEO.
Exactly.
But I did see that yesterday, that they lived in... Now, they could live in separate residences because of his job. That he's in one place more than he is the other, because one's in Ohio, this is in New England, right?
Yeah. So here's what I'd like to play, the game Speaking of Nature. All right, Andy and Kristen, do we think it's going to last forever?
I don't think it's going to last past this.
I mean,
I see the two of them, and I think of Greece and Summer Love.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I do.
Yeah.
Summer loving, man.
Yeah.
Summer loving those two.
So it was just like a summer fling.
I don't think it's going to last.
Yeah.
And then some people are being really mean to her.
To Kristen.
Kristen, yeah.
Well, it takes two to tango.
Well, no.
Andy.
Well, here's what they're saying, Jamie. And it's not me saying.
Okay.
Okay? Because I'm a kind-hearted person. I'm just bringing this up because it's news.
Okay.
But they're saying that you're the CEO making a big check. $1.2 billion company.
Right.
And you're having relations and risking it all with this?
Okay, here's what I heard.
And they're going on her looks.
Here's
what they're doing. And that's the shot that you see there.
It says, okay, she's the human,
HR.
HR person,
human
right?
Human resources.
And she makes pretty good money, and she couldn't afford to dye that gray hair.
Oh.
Why is it always the lady
why is it so
that
mean?
Catches the anger? He's got gray hair, too.
Yeah, nobody said anything.
Nobody said a word about his gray hair.
No, nobody.
No, they're all attacking Kristen.
Speaking of which, what happened to your hair?
What do you mean?
What's going on?
What are you talking about? Oh, I just took my hat off.
Oh, okay.
I've had a hat on all day.
Yeah, he's got bed head.
Yeah. Well,
oh my God.
I have hat head.
You have something going on.
I got a hat head. Maybe a combination of both.
I don't know. Did you get a cut over the weekend?
No, I got a cut about 2 weeks ago.
All right, looks
I just
good.
Haven't. Just haven't exposed it in a while.
It looks good.
It needed some air. I need some air.
Getting sweaty. Yeah. Sweaty under that
Can we
cap.
Get back to
oh,
the
sorry,
couple
sorry.
Of the year?
I just noticed your hair was neat. Wow,
well,
it's got some gaps
summer
in it.
Summer loving. And then
it's like you have the mange.
Will you stop? People can't see it. The cameras aren't on today. Look.
Thank God.
Now these two, now this has blown up so much that over the weekend, sporting events all over the country did Coldplay cam.
Yep.
And they reenacted what you saw
it's
with
fantastic.
This couple. It was great.
Yeah, especially the mascots.
Oh, the Phillies fanatic. They crushed
good.
It.
They did, they did it dead on. So, and with that big fat a mascot turning around, and then the other one like
just diving.
Oh my God, it was so great.
You would have a couple that would be holding. It'd be two dudes and some of them.
But did you
mascot.
See some of the signs? Like people were holding signs. This no. is my actual wife, and yeah. they were making out on the kiss cam.
Someone on one of the Coldplay gods was like, "This is not my HR manager."
Yeah, exactly.
Not my CEO.
It went so viral, isn't it? Isn't it insane how viral that thing went?
You know, and
I feel so sorry for the wife.
We have this audio of Chris Martin, and he made an announcement over the weekend at another show after this event that, hey, you're going to be on the Kiss. He could have made this a lot better.
Way better.
He could have been funny. Yeah.
He could have been.
He's not funny.
I mean, listen to this. This is Chris Martin warning the new crowd that he's in front of that we use cameras.
Say hello to some of you in the crowd. How we're going to do that is we're going to use our cameras and put some of you on the big screen.
Right there is where he should have jumped in and said, and if you're married to somebody else and you're here cheating with somebody, I'm just warning you, you could be busted.
Yeah.
He needs to go with
funny,
it.
But he didn't. He said, so make sure you have your makeup on.
Well, yeah.
It wasn't even.
He didn't even go the route we wanted.
No.
And put some of you on the big screen. So please, if you haven't done your makeup, do your makeup now.
Bad. Poor sense of
but
humor.
I wonder if he feels sorry for him. Like he just ruined these people's lives.
If he does, he's the only one. Because nobody else seems to feel sorry for him.
But today I was having some sadness for them.
Really?
Today I was. Yeah, today I was like, you know what? Somebody had a great point over the weekend. It's like, look, a lot of people have affairs and none of us know about it. And they go on with their lives and whatever happens, happens. Like these people have been just, I mean, purated. I don't even know if that's the right word. They've just been destroyed.
You
know, I mean, completely.
Like they have to go crawl under a rock for years.
Yeah, and
we're
forgetting that Andy has two kids.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know how old those kids are, but like just all the way around, it's just. Yeah,
I saw one report where she was making over $200,000 a year.
Really?
But didn't he elevate her to that?
Yeah, he did.
Isn't that
the
rumor?
She came up. Yeah.
Yeah, that she was probably making a lot more than what she, you know, that position paid.
Right. Yeah.
Because he had elevated her because he had had an affair with her for quite a while. Something I think was part of the story.
You should hook up with Boss Man Mike.
Yeah.
Get us some more money.
Yeah. He's a little too tall for me. Yeah. I mean, if I were going to do that, I'd go for a shorter dude like Carson. Well, you're shorter than Mike.
Wait,
I'm just saying. Spadil. I'd go for Spadil. Spadil, I'd go for you.
Okay.
Because you and I are pretty close to the same height.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. What?
You went there.
I just followed you. Like, I know what I'll do. I'll slam Carson.
No, I'm not slamming Carson.
Oh, you're right. That was a compliment.
That was a compliment. Yeah. Just like I gave Spadil a compliment. Carson, that was a compliment. If I were Tuesday, I'd choose shorter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
Oh, my God.
Lord. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hollywood News and Gossip. Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
This is probably the saddest story I've ever read.
Oh, no.
You've been hanging around a little six-year-old too long.
He's seven. He's grown up now. It's not what you think it
is. But I remember last time I saw him, he went like that. He went, oh no.
He does that. And he does this, Jamie. I know you can't see it listening to radio, but if I tell him something that he doesn't want to hear, like sad news, like you can't do this, you can't do that, he'll just go, oh. He drops his head like,
says,
isn't
oh.
there a cartoon? That does
it. I don't know. Anyway, this is a sad story. My God. So there's a sleeping prince that has passed away. Did
what?
You see this?
Wait a minute. A sleeping prince passed away. So he died in sleep?
No. He's been in a coma for 20 years.
Wow.
And he passed away.
Yeah.
Man.
For 20 years.
He's a prince?
He's a prince. Yep. Mm-hmm. A Saudi prince. It says Saudi Prince Al Walid bin Khalid bin Talulu Al Saud was 15 years old when he was injured in a car accident in 2005 while studying at a military college in London. They put him in an induced coma. He never came out of it. And I guess for 20 years now, he's been in this coma. His father refused to take him off of life support. He had sustained severe brain injuries in that car accident.
Huh.
And so his dad visited him every day and sat by his side and talked to him for 20 years.
How do you get that name on a tombstone?
Al Walid bin Khalid bin Tali Al Saud. Very yeah. carefully.
Fine print, very small, right?
Font,
very small letters.
The font.
Font.
The font is
font, very small.
Okay, that's what you got out of this?
I do like these stories. No, I do like stories where they're you know, come out of these comas.
He did not.
After a few years. I know he did, but I'm just saying other stories. I'm trying to get away from this miserable story. But anyway, where they come out and they don't remember anything for the past like 10 years. Those are pretty fascinating.
They took a picture of him.
Oh, no.
It says his dad posted a picture. It's a black and white photo of his son lying in a hospital bed with his eyes closed. And, yeah. So.
Wow.
Well, he can't look good after 20 years being in that bed.
Well, I think they, like, flipped him around and stuff, moved him around.
Yeah, they do that. They did that with my mom. They would shuffle her around a couple times a week. A little flip here, flop there, things like that.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, sad story.
Well, that's a terrible story to start off the tabloid trash.
It really is.
Yeah,
it really
some Saudi prince is
gone.
But
it's kind of like a beautiful one, too, the sleeping prince. You know, like the headline is beautiful.
Yeah.
The sleeping prince. No?
I guess you could play it off that way. I don't know.
Wait, who? Isn't there like tragic. Cinderella? Wasn't she sleeping or
yeah,
something?
Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, Sleeping Beauty.
Cinderella.
What the hell ever, okay?
Sleeping Beauty. Kissed by a prince.
Right.
Wakes up.
Yeah.
Oh, you're ugly. You know?
She didn't say that. I think she began to sing. Oh, 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 oh. And then like some flowers, didn't they come over and land on her shoulder? Or was that Cinderella too?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. They always had those little birds. Yeah. By the way, can I just tell you something crazy? Yesterday I was at the cabin, right? There were so many butterflies. It was insane. I don't even think I've seen a butterfly since I've been in Colorado. It was just everywhere.
Really?
So many butterflies.
You've never seen one?
No. I've seen moths, but not the butterfly.
Huh.
And I was trying to figure out if it was a monarch because it was yellow with the black pattern instead of orange.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. You're
and then gorgeous. I was like, I appreciate it. And I was like, dude, you're old if you really like are excited about a butterfly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's
got
two
you
things.
In your feels, huh?
Yeah.
There's two things. Butterflies and dead prince stories.
I'm really delivering today. Yeah. Can I just tell you, I had the worst weekend of my life, and that's why I'm disheveled.
Why?
And it's just been... Well, my girlfriend's, her daughter, who I adore, got mauled by a dog.
That's not good.
So scary.
Yeah. And so a shout out to Parker Advent ER. You guys, your team is amazing there. So you just really took care of this little girl so great. And so a shout out to them because they were really kind. And it was just a zoo in there because everybody's freaking out, you know. So they were really kind. And so that happened, and then there was a, something backstory with that, and, bleh, and just vomiting. Then my son gets a 6-point ticket for $275.
Oh, what? For doing what?
Speeding.
Wow. No kidding. Yeah. How much was he doing over the speed limit?
I don't know, like 800. 50? So here's what happened. He has a Tacoma, right? And yeah. So he sold all the stuff off of it.
Okay.
And it's been tricked out. It's had a tent on it. It has had a rack. It's really heavy. It gets about 1 mile per gallon.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah. It's so slow. When I drive that thing, I was like, this thing is a turd.
So let me guess. He stripped it down, and now it's faster, and he didn't realize it?
Yep.
That's a dumb excuse.
No, I'm not kidding.
There's you a speedometer on your it. Kid. That's the excuse Ralphie used. And Jamie bought
it. No, I know. He knew he was speeding. I'm saying, you know how you don't, like, when I drive the one car, the fast car, I'm like, oh my God, I love this car
there
so
are
fast.
There are some times you look down and you're like, whoa, yeah. I did not think
exactly.
I was going that fast.
I can be going all of 100 miles per hour in the other car, but to get my Jeep to try to do anything is a joke. Like, I have to wait
like
for
the wheel shaking right. At 60?
Yeah, like, it is, it's insane. And so it's in like Platteville or something. He's in Platteville,
so
I think.
So you don't know how fast he was going?
Well, I'm looking
and what the MPH was?
I'm looking.
Man, that's bummer.
It is a bummer because I pay his insurance.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
So he's already signed up for an online class. He's going to talk to the DA today. I mean, I will give him credit. He's done all the right things. I'm not involved in any of that. Yeah. He's doing all the right things. But he said, the guy was sitting right when the miles per hour changed. Like, it was 65.
Oh, he's at a speed trap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, let's go for entrapment. He said the dude was literally, like, right at 35. Like, and I go, it doesn't go from 65 to 35. Give it a break.
Yeah.
He's like, it does. He goes, I swear. And then,
sounds fishy.
Right?
Does sound fishy.
He said, from now on, I'm driving under 5 miles per hour. Everywhere.
I use my cruise control a lot for that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Even on short distances, I'll lock it in just to not get a ticket. You know, I'm right there on the edge of that 12 points.
Yeah, you are.
I stay on the edge all the time. I am. Now it looks like Ralphie's on the edge. Me and him are on the edge together.
Where's like Platteville or something? Maybe we can give him some concert tickets.
That's when you're coming down the mountain.
No, I think he said it was over that way, like by Greeley or something.
Oh, I don't know either.
Somewhere.
I know in Greeley there's Kersey Road, and they do have that, what your son was talking about, where it says it's 55, and then at the last second it goes to 35, and suddenly you're getting hit with a 20-mile-an-hour speeding ticket.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
All right. So, I'm not happy. That happened. I fell in the river.
Oh, no.
Some guy that I've been talking to is, like, mentally ill because he ghosted me, and he's just a psychopath, and I'm done with that. Like, how do you talk to me every single day, and then all of a sudden you're just, maybe he's dead. This happened to my girlfriend,
can you
Alina.
Imagine?
Listen to this. So Alina's dating this guy. Like she loves him, right? And they're, like, living together. He just goes missing. She calls his mom. She's like, have you seen him? And the mom was acting all suspect. Nope, he just, like, moved out, took off, gone.
I don't know how people do that.
I don't either.
You just disappear on your own.
Isn't that creepy? Yeah,
never see or hear from him ever again.
And I wrote this guy. I was like, hey, is everything okay? Are you in the ER? So, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just checking in.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Something going on? Nothing. Just, he is missing. He's gone.
You know, imagine that. Some guy ghosting you.
It just doesn't make sense. I mean, I know you're trying to be funny, but it honestly...
He's been laughing his butt off.
No, I know, and I know you're trying to be funny, but
it's
to me...
It's a joke. It's a joke.
It just doesn't make any sense. Like,
no, it doesn't.
What?
No, I don't know how you just disappear.
You just
go.
Especially
just
when
go.
You talk every single day, all day.
Psh, psh.
Yeah.
He's like...
Psh. People just...
So,
go.
Between that, it's just been a crap weekend. All right, I'm done. There you go, Tablet Trash.
That was a hell of a report there. I don't think we did one story. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Monday, everybody. 92 for a high today. Maybe a slight chance of rain.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. There's a video this morning of Britney Spears.
Oh,
she's in the bathroom with her cell phone in a mirror singing, okay? Now, I think it occurred over the past, like, week or so, but it got posted over the weekend or shared, and I grabbed it. Now, if this is any indication of what she sounds like currently, there is no comeback for her, okay? Because this...
Really? It's that bad? It's,
wait till you hear this.
Okay.
And I think, what's going on with her? I mean, she is just loony. Just crazy these days.
It's honestly sad to watch.
Well, yeah,
it really
there
is
that.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like it's just a spiral.
It's almost like she's, you know how some people will warm up before a concert and they do different sounds?
Like, da,
yeah,
da,
exercises.
That's what it's like. Oh, it gets better. Listen.
I want you to know just what I mean.
That note, man.
That note is. The rest of it isn't bad. The rest of it isn't bad. That one,
sounds like me in the bathroom. What I try to say, it just goes to show you that with a lot of these artists, they use a lot of enhancement when it comes to recording. They use a lot of auto-tune and different things because she always
starts singing like the old baby. Why does she always like find that like nasal thing?
I don't know.
It's like the signature Britney Spears like sound.
I know it is.
I got one more for you.
Okay.
Today, they're supposed to announce the Mariah Carey new album. Okay?
Oh, all right.
They say, this is it. This is the comeback. Do you think she's got a chance to come back?
I don't know.
And be relevant again?
I don't know. She doesn't need to. I mean, she has Christmas. She's a Christmas queen.
I know. But they're just saying that she really wants to be back on top. She really wants to. And they're saying the album will be announced today, and this could be the one that puts her back on top of music, like your Beyoncé's are
today. Do you have any, like...
No, there's nothing out there right now. They're just saying the announcement's coming.
Yeah.
I don't think the album itself is out
today. Well, remember, though, she sang in front of Rockefeller Square, and she was horrible?
Yeah.
Well, that's what this Britney Spears audio reminded me of. That. That's why I brought that up, because she's had a couple of times where she didn't come off sounding very good.
No, I know.
A couple of occasions.
I think she's had her moment, and I think she should stick with Christmas.
I'm with you.
I don't see her going on a big tour.
Yeah, I just think that there's certain points you reach in a career like that. Madonna being one. Madonna was up top. She was huge.
But she still pulls.
Yeah, but she'll never be back on top.
But she does pull. Like, the gay men love her.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they really do.
Yeah, I love her. Yeah.
What is wrong with you today?
I'm just saying, we love that Madonna. Holiday. All the way. That's how we put it, right? BJ. Holiday? Oh, that kicked. That was a good one. Yeah, that one kicked.
No, it's slap.
Yeah.
Slaps. It what?
You slap.
You can do both. You can kick and slap both. I'm not against that.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.